Hey, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. And I got to tell you, this one's a bit of a personal one, but it's one that I felt like I had to tell for all y'all. So this past weekend was awesome. I mean, some of y'all caught that last week I had a birthday, Saturday morning, unbeknownst to me. Charlene had cooked up a plan where my grown-up kids and my perfect grandkids all showed up at the house unexpectedly. It was awesome. The weather was perfect. We played cornhole in the backyard. We grilled steaks and just had basically a wonderful day. You know, there's days in life can seem to wear on you, right? I mean, the trick, though, is remembering what's important. Because there's things that happen all around us every day, and we can get so caught up in the minutiae of details and bills to pay and work to do and this and that and the other. But all of that pales in comparison to what is real. And the trick is remembering what's important. The Bible calls it encouraging yourself in the Lord. There's a passage in 1 Samuel 30 where David returns to his own village to find out that the enemy has ransacked it and that all the women and children have been hauled away as slaves, including his own wife. So David's men turned on him. They accused him of allowing the tragedy to happen. But we're told that despite being personally despondent over everything that was going on around him, and rightfully so, which no one can blame him for, it was an outright tragedy, that David sat down and encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, I've seen that described as David taking a deep breath and remembering he'd already been through so much before that day and that God had done so much in his life already, and he drew from those previous blessings to give him strength for where he was then. And then it says in Scripture, basically, he stood up, consulted God on his next steps, went into battle, and saved every one of them, including his own family. It's an absolute fact, y'all, that in this life, we will have hard times. We just will. The trick is getting in the middle of it and still remembering the blessings. So having said all that, and as long as I'm being wistful here for a minute, I got to tell you about one of the greatest gifts that was ever given to me. It was one that I totally didn't expect. I did not see it coming. So Charlene and I have been blessed with a full and wonderful life, and we have never gone without, but we have had many years where we had no excess. We were the epitome of poor newlyweds who married for love and not money. We had kids early. We married at 21. I was a dad by 23. Absolutely no regrets. But we made some decisions about our calling early on. We were real committed to Charlene being home with the kids when they were young. It meant that we sacrificed some income, but we also gained incredibly in the way our kids turned out. But we were also committed to working with a ministry called Young Life. So for the first 10 years out of college, I felt like my daily calling was working with teenagers in ministry and counseling. And in many ways, Young Life, I like to say, is still the best job I ever had, but it was also the lowest paying job I've ever had, to say the least. But we were in it. And so we just made do. And at one point, I was doing janitorial work from 5 to 8 in the mornings, working my full-time job from 8:30 to 5, delivering for Steak Express at night, and then doing National Guard on the weekends. God always put food on the table, and our kids never knew that we were living pretty modestly because Charlene just made everything stretch just right. But okay, back to that gift that I said someone gave me. You see, at the end of 10 years, I felt like my calling had changed. I was supposed to go to law school. I mean, law school in your 30s ain't normal, but then neither am I, apparently. So the whole law school thing, that's a story in itself, and I'm still not sure how we got that done. But I turned in my notice to Young Life, and I began working my way out of a job that I actually loved. It had been a long but good decade, and part of me kind of wondered, what had I even accomplished? Had I made a difference? I mean, were there things that I could point to? It certainly wasn't my savings account, that was for sure. At the end of 10 years, I had very little pay, no benefits, and no retirement. And I was working and working and working some more. But to be honest, I think I had also forgotten the blessing. I was measuring my success against my bank account, which is never a good idea. But unbeknownst to me, there were others who weren't going to let me forget the actual blessing. So Charlene and one of my co-workers, they apparently cooked up a scheme. They came up with some ruse why we had to go somewhere, and then we got there, the room was filled with a massive amount of people who had walked with us through that decade. I mean, there were faces I hadn't seen in a while who came back for the gathering. It was more than I could have asked. It was 10 years all packed into one room. But then there was the gift. You see, Charlene and I had lived very modestly, and when I say that, I mean like very modestly. Sometimes we were able to do things but didn't feel like we could do others. One of those things was taking pictures of life, taking pictures of kids, of events, of family and friends. It was like old school days. So for those of you in the modern generation, we had this thing we called film. I know it's new, but you had to buy it and you had to buy the camera for it. And when you were done, you had to take the film somewhere and pay for them to develop it so that you could see whether or not the pictures even came out right or not. And when you have no money, that gets expensive. Many was the time, y'all, that we felt like we could buy the film, but we couldn't pay to get it developed. So we took all the pictures of the kids when they had their first birthdays and played their little kid sports. We took photos of family gatherings and Christmases and school events. But over time, I realized that I had used film canisters in drawers and boxes and closets all over the house. So one day, I got a gallon Ziploc bag and I gathered up every single film canister I could find, 42 rolls of film containing memories going back a decade. And I told Charlene, one day I was going to get them all developed. But by then, we'd be talking about nearly $500 worth of development. But my friend found out about it. And at my party, they presented me with a box containing every last photo from every single one of those film canisters. It was the most amazing gift, y'all. I mean, suddenly the blessings came rushing back. Because you don't take pictures of the hard times. You don't take pictures of the bills that you struggle to pay or the tired feelings you get at the end of a long 60-hour week. Nobody preserves the images of the lackluster or the anger or the defeat. That box of photos, man, it was a box full of smiles and growth and gatherings and outright blessings. I spent hours going through that box, remembering and laughing and then remembering some more. Gone were the feelings about whether it had been worth it. All I had to do was look in that box and know that it was. I just had to remember the blessings. You see, the question is not whether you will have hard times, because you will. The question is, what will you do with those hard times? How do you acquit yourself in the process? Because life does get sometimes overwhelming. You can wonder how you got to this place or that place, or why me, or what could have been. I know I have. I mean, just this morning, though, I was reading in Proverbs chapter 24, because today is the 24th day of the month. So Proverbs 24, and I saw that at some point in the past, I had actually marked verse 16. It says this, it says, "For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked will stumble in a time of calamity." So what's your foundation? What's your core? Because in that same chapter, it also says in verse 10, if you fall apart in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Well, part of the overcoming for me is the example I also get from David. I have to sit down, take a breath, and remember those blessings, and then pray, and then go to war. It's a conscious decision. And I don't always do it well, but I try to. I will be in a rough go, a hard spot, a time of need, a crisis of some kind. And I'll talk to God and I'll say, yeah, but Lord, I remember that time when you did that something in my life and it got me through. Or I saw what you did that day. Or I saw what you did in my family. Or that time I couldn't explain it, but you gave me strength or you gave me peace. So since you've done it before, I know I'm going to walk through it again today. That's the thing, y'all. That's what I wanted to say today. It is easy to forget to remember. Think about it. It is easy to forget to remember. Norman Vincent Peale once said that we need to ask the Lord to fill us daily because we leak. True words. So I say, encourage yourself in the Lord. That's the lesson from Scripture. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remember the blessings. And then you pray, and then by God, you get back in the fight. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.